Welcome to the Sports Report for Tuesday, October 15th. I'm Mark Daniels. Packers got beat up in that big win in Baltimore, 19-17 on Sunday. Wide receiver James Jones left on the second series with what looked like a knee injury. Randall Cobb, late in the first half, went down with another leg injury. Head coach Mike McCarthy offering an update at his press conference late Monday afternoon.
James, my understanding is he may have a chance. Randall does not have a chance this week. Randall will be multiple weeks.
Turns out Cobb has a broken fibula, and it could be 8 weeks for the wide receiver. And on the defensive side of the ball, Dom Capers, the coordinator, already was without Clay Matthews and Brad Jones going in. Now he loses Nick Perry, maybe for a month, with a broken foot.
Well, it's part of the game. You don't want to have to deal with it, but it's something that's come up. And Nick has stepped up and had two of his better games. I mean, you know, that play at the end of the half there was big because we got 3 points out of it. It's just like with Clay, you know, I mean, hey, Mike Neal and Nick had to step up. Andy Malumba played 30-some plays yesterday. So now, you know, Andy will get his shot, you know, to go out there. And we've got to continue to develop Nate Palmer.
McCarthy says, can't cry about all these injuries. You just have to turn the page. And he is confident that the locker room will be able to rise to the challenge.
We don't really look at it as, you know, the guy in front of you goes down. And now, you know, it's next man up. It's That next man needs to be ready just as much as the guy in front of him. And that's where the competition comes from. That's where the growth comes from. That's why you draft and develop. I mean, the development of these players to get ready to play in these games doesn't start this week because the guy in front of them went down. I mean, that started the day they walked in here on April 15th. So that's always been our plan. That's our program. It's worked, and it will continue to work. And this week we have to go out and do that against the Cleveland Browns. So that's just who we are.
And now we will find out how deep the Green Bay Packers are as they take on the Browns at Lambeau Field on Sunday. Monday Night Football had the San Diego Chargers close out Week 6 with a 19-9 victory over the Indianapolis Colts. Battle of field goals. Nick Novak had 4 for San Diego. Adam Vinatieri had 3 for the Colts. The only touchdown, Phillip Rivers, 22 yards to Keenan Allen as the Chargers improved to 3-3. And Rivers says it may have lacked style, but it is a win.
We don't need to have to be up and down the fields throwing it all over the place to win. We need to be able to do whatever the game presents, and I thought that's what we did great tonight. It was a great team win, all three phases.
Colts slide to 4-2 with the loss, but still lead the AFC South. Couple of other NFL notes. Former Packer linebacker Desmond Bishop's first season with the Minnesota Vikings comes to an end. Tears his ACL in Sunday's loss to the Carolina Panthers. And Matt Flynn's going to give another team a shot. Didn't work in Seattle, didn't work in Oakland. Flynn signs a free agent contract with the Buffalo Bills. To the Major League Baseball playoffs now, and it was Game 3 in the NLCS in Los Angeles. Dodgers shutting out the Cardinals 3-0. Rookie Hyun-Jin Ryu works 7 innings, allows just 3 hits, and strikes out 4. Dodgers scored 2 in the 4th off Adam Wainwright. Adrian Gonzalez an RBI double. Yasiel Puig an RBI triple. Hanley Ramirez, playing with a fractured rib, drove in a run with a single in the 8th inning. Wainwright says we were just outpitched in this one.
Two very good ball clubs going at it, and we have a lot of respect for the guys over there in that clubhouse and what they can do. And you know, we had a good game plan tonight. We just came up on the short end. Ryu pitched an amazing game. Sometimes a starting pitcher can take over a game, and I felt like that's what he did tonight.
Cardinals still lead the series 2-1, and that's why catcher A.J. Ellis said this was so important. We could not afford to fall behind by 3.
It was 100% a must win. You know, we knew where we were at. You know, we were up against, and it's a big challenge. It's a big uphill climb going up against an ace like Adam Wainwright. It was going to be a battle, and fortunately we were able to come out on top.
Game 4 in Los Angeles on Tuesday night will feature Lance Lynn for the Cardinals against Ricky Nolasco for the Dodgers. The American League Championship Series resumes on Tuesday afternoon at Comerica Park in Detroit. Tigers will send their ace Justin Verlander against Boston's John Lackey. That series is tied at a game apiece. On the ice, Detroit beat Boston. Red Wings over the Bruins by a score of 3-2. Stephen Weiss's penalty kill was the key.
You know, when you have a 5-on-3, you expect to score, and to have one for 2 minutes and kill it off is one heck of a job by not only our killers, but monster in that.
Yeah, that monster was Jonas Gustafsson, who got the win in goal for the Wings. The Washington Capitals doubled up the Edmonton Oilers 4-2. Alex Ovechkin with his sixth of the year. Minnesota Wild kept the Buffalo Sabres winless 2-1. NBA preseason winners on Monday night included Brooklyn, Orlando, Denver, and Sacramento. Milwaukee Bucks under new coach Larry Drew 0-3 in the preseason. They'll try and get their first win Tuesday night in Memphis against the Grizzlies. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.